Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
God, for His goodness and mercy that endures forever and ever. For those of you that may not be aware, I spent over 10 years of my life behind prison bars, but I make people aware of something right up front. First of all is that God didn't put me in prison. Number two is the devil didn't put me in prison. Number three is the police authorities did not put me in prison. By this time, most people want to have me mentally evaluated because everybody knows that God put you in jail, the devil put you in jail, or the police authorities put you in jail, but that's not what happened to me. So your question would be, well, Brother Randy, how in the world did you spend over 10 years of your life behind prison bars? I knew you was going to ask me the question, so I've already got the answer. The answer is simply this, is because I was the one that made the wrong choices and wrong decisions that got me there. It wasn't God's fault. It wasn't the devil's fault. It wasn't the police authority's fault. On my third escape from prison, I had a supernatural encounter with God that absolutely changed my life. Now, you may not understand. You may not understand what it means to be born again, but I do. One moment, I'm a drug addict. I'm a criminal. I'm a crook, cheat, lie, and thief. And the next moment, I was a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and all things become new. I'm here to tell you, something happens to an individual's life when they're facing life without parole and they walk right back and turn themselves in to life without parole. But that's exactly what I did. Why? Because I got born again. When you get born again, it absolutely will change your life. And that's exactly what happened to me. So I'm not here to share with you something basically I heard somebody else say. That would be good. I'm not here to share with you tonight what I read in somebody else's book. That would be good. But I'm here to share with you what I've proven based on God's Word. And I'll guarantee you, if you'll take these principles that I'm about to share with you tonight and apply them to your life, you're absolutely going to be a success. You see, because I found out this, that the reason that all of us get into positions that we are, whether good or bad, is because of decisions and choices that you and I make. If you make the right choices, you get good results. You make the wrong choices, you get bad results. And so you just got to start making the right choices in life to have the right results in life. And that's exactly what we do. And thank God for it. Amen. And so thank God for the Holy Ghost. Let's just stand and bow our heads in prayer because I'm fixing to preach. I'm just getting warmed up. Father, we thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your mercy that endures forever and ever. And Father, I thank you as I speak tonight that I will speak as the very oracles of God and minister with the ability only which you can give. And Father, I thank you that you cause us to understand your principles of your word. Father, I thank you that you open every mind that it may be receptive. Lord, open every heart that it may believe. And Father, change everybody's doctrine, Lord, to line up with your word so that it will walk in the way, that they will walk in the way that you have for them to go. And Father, we thank you for signs, miracles, and wonders and manifesting yourself and demonstrating yourself right here in this service. And Father, we give you the glory and power for it now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Glory to God. You may be seated if you want to. As I woke up this morning, I don't know about you, I got to bed kind of late last night, but I'm just going to step right down here, I ain't going to hurt nobody. But last night I got to bed kind of late, but at 6 a.m. I sat straight up in the bed and the Holy Ghost spoke to me. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! So Brother Randy, God don't talk to me. Well, you don't talk to him enough. Somebody thinks you're crazy. Now when I talk about God speaking to me, I didn't hear an audible voice this morning. But as soon as I became alert and aware of my surroundings, I was cognitively aware of God ministering to me. And he said, this is what I want you to preach on tonight. I said, why, Lord? He said, because I got a purpose in it. That's all he's got to tell me. I said, Lord, I've shared somewhat that before. He said, it don't matter. He said, there's going to be people come to the service tonight that need to get a grip on this and haven't got it yet. And I said, all right, Lord, I'm going to do that. He said, I want you to preach on your spiritual authority in Christ. He said, because Christians are not operating in the realm of authority that I have delegated to them. A lot of people are still praying. He said this to me. He said, a lot of people are still praying for me to do it for them, and I've already done all I can do, so they hinder and limit me because my word has already given them the permission in order to stand up and rebuke the devil and command him to take his hands off their life, take his hands off their body, take his hands off their finances. And now I'm going to be talking about demons and devils. Now I don't hope nobody gets up and runs out yet. But there is such a thing as demons and devils. And now let's balance this out. If you can get devil conscious, and you can flat get devil kooky. Neither one of them are right. You understand? In fact, if you want to look at it from the biblical perspective, God's been thousands of years ahead of the devil, and he's ahead of him now, and he's inside of you. So you don't have to be concerned about what the devil is going to do. You just follow God, and God will see you through. You know, I like what Dr. Hagin says. Dr. Hagin says, you understand, you don't have to go looking for any devils because enough of them are going to be looking for you. You understand? Don't go hunting them down or anything. But we need to learn our spiritual authority in Christ and what God has called us to do and who we are in Christ. And I know that you know these things, but I'm just going to remind you of those things that you've already been taught. Why? Because the Holy Ghost told me to. And that's, we're just simply going to follow Him. We're going to flow with Him. We're going to move with Him. And we're going to do exactly what He says do. So, Brother Randy, why is that? Because then we're going to get His results and He's going to see us through. Glory to God. Let's look in Philippians chapter 2. We're just going to start here. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 1. Since if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. He said, let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What is that mind? Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Woo. He said, let this mind be with you. In other words, the same authority that the Father God has, He's delegated to you. That don't mean that you're God. That don't mean that you're Jesus Christ. But it means that the same authority that's been delegated that God has, He's delegated that authority. And He said, let this mind. In other words, you need to think this way. You know, and pastor's talking about forming beliefs. This is one belief that's hard to form in our lives. And that's why we need to hear it over and over and over. Because a lot of us have been beat down so much in life. You know, words are very powerful. Pastor and I, Miss Cheryl and I, was talking about that today. We was talking about how powerful words are. And we've been told for all our lives, most of us have, that we're nothing, that we're going nowhere, that it actually affects our life spiritually. And we believe that when we get born again, that we're actually nothing in God. But I'm here to tell you, if God's your Father, then you have the right to think like the Father God thinks, because you have the authority and you have the power that's been delegated to you by the Father God, and you can make the devil stand around and you can make him take his hands off the things that belong to you. But we've got to make a decision that we're going to let this mind be in us. He said, being in the form, verse 6, and being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. As had been found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him above everything, and has given him a name which is above every name, every sickness, every financial disaster, every marital problem, every children problem, every family problem, every social problem. It don't matter what it is, it's subject to the name of Jesus. And if you use the name of Jesus with the authority that you've been given, those circumstances and those situations must absolutely change, because it's written in the Word of God. He said he's given him a name which is ever named. Verse 10 says that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, I don't know about you, I'm going to let that mind be in me. That mind be in me. Turn back to Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to let the mind be in me. I'm going to think it's not robbery to not be God. I'm not God. I'm not Jesus Christ. But I'm here to tell you, I've got the authority. I've got the ability. I've got the power that God has given to me. And I have control of my destiny. And so do you, based on God's Word. But in Ephesians chapter 2, it says here, Verse 4, we'll just start reading for the sake of time. It says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath," which means already has been done, "quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Verse 6 says, "He's raised us up together, and made us sit together."
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.